Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I'm too cold. We had like a teeny bit of spring, and now the winter's come back to haunt us.
It's cold down here, too.
Oh, sure.
I had to put on sweatpants today to go out.
Wow, that must have been brutal. Well, we went down to 19 with a wind chill last night, okay? Just to give you an idea what cold is.
No, thank you.
I hear you. But you know what? It's sad because all the flowers have started blooming, and even my trees, and now they're all sad, and they're kind of like waiting for the warmth to return. It's not going to come back for another week. I think we're going to have warm weather over Easter, but I think we're going to not be so great until then. That's the way it's looking right now. But, you know, the weather can change, you know, whatever.
Well, it'll get a little bit warmer, even though it may get colder. It'll get a little bit warmer. It always does.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We didn't have snow all of our Christmas, none of that stuff. What do? We had snow in 2 days in a row. We didn't get much accumulation, but we had snow and we had freezing rain and sleet and stuff like that. So there wasn't too many cars out on the road here because we're not used to that, you know. So in a way, it was kind of quiet and was kind of good in another way.
You got to take the blessing with the challenge.
Right, but I know these Aries energies are going to bring in some fire, and hopefully they're going to bring in some warmth.
I think they are going to bring in some warmth. I like the cool weather. I need a little bit of this weather down here a little bit longer, so y'all up there have to wait a week before you get back to being warm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, it'll be okay. Tonight we've got, you know, Neptune and the Sun kissing and double square to Mars and Gemini, and a lot of people are still experiencing that confusion. You know, they can identify with the vision and stuff like that, but they can't make a choice to save their soul. There's been some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Mhm.
So
I love the new moon chart.
Go ahead.
I love the new moon chart. I love all that Aries, man. It's all lined up.
Yep, 0 degrees, critical degrees, Aries moon, Aries sun. You got to love that. And it's conjunct Mercury, which I think is really the spark of the whole entire thing. I just think that's lovely. Now, I still have to say that, you know, they're still all in square to Mars, okay? Again, hold your horses. Wait, temperance. You know, that's the thing I see about this. There's a great deal of hope, but it's holding those reins a little bit longer before you unleash that forward motion. It really will get there, I promise you. But it's a little bit longer, is what I'm going to say about this.
Right. Well, now that Saturn's in Pisces, of course, you know, Pluto is like just so wanting to get into Aquarius. You know, these are major passages as far as, you know, globally, really. Everybody's going to feel it on their own personal level, too, to some degree, depending on what it angles off with. I'm just trying to let a cat outside. Give me a moment here. Come on.
But it is about those transformational times. You know, it is at that energetic degree. Tonight, 29 degrees, 58 minutes. How much closer can you get to Aquarius? Okay.
Right? But I've already been feeling it, you know. And I've had a lot of electronic issues last year and early this year. And it's weird because the closer it gets to Aquarius, it seems to be sorting itself out. And even though we had a couple of issues because of the storms that we were having, only went down for a couple hours, back up. Like, you know, yeah, it was a little inconvenient, but that was it. So, like you said, got to make the most of what you got.
It so wants to be in Aquarius now. It's so done with Capricorn. But it's still not going to be, again, here. It's going to dance back and forth for the next couple of years between Capricorn and Aquarius. So we're going to get a lot of glimpses and a lot of epiphanies during this period of time. That new fresh Pluto in Aquarius is really going to give us some real highlights of what's really capable of being done and where we can go to. So it's going to be interesting to see these foundational shifts of where the possibilities of them producing are.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And the interesting thing about Saturn, it's never really going to make it back into Aquarius. It's going to be back to that last degree, man, but it's going to be holding its own. And I really like that because I think Saturn in Pisces helps us to manifest our dreams. And
you know, it's really great to really be able to see, you know, use your intuition to have those visions, to really see the spiritual side of life. That's one of the things I like about this era of having Saturn in Pisces is I think the spiritual aspect of this and the opening of the door of people really raising their vibration level can be really high during this period of time. I love that about this.
So do I. So do I. And like I said, we'll see how things start to roll now. It's been a challenging time for many people, and I think they're kind of over it. But it's okay.
I think everybody's really weary of it. Enough is enough.
Yeah. Well, we've got a bunch of callers on here. I suppose we should see what we can do to help them out. What do you think?
Okay, how about we do that?
All right. Area code 780, you are on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Hey, Jacqueline. How's it going?
Good.
Great. How's it going, Jay?
Yeah. So it's been an interesting time. And, boy, this week is a powerhouse for Aries, boy. Pluto and Saturn and whatever, and it's gonna be interesting this week. It's been interesting.
New Moon, Mercury.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that there's no retrogrades right now too, so it's like pure energy in a way.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you got your Saturn return going on. You got Neptune on your Mars right now. Your Sun's about to return to you, and the Moon's going to be real tight, and so is Mercury. And then Jupiter returns coming up for you. Chiron's sitting on your Mercury. I mean, you got a lot of good stuff going on in here.
Yeah, it's been really great. I said to you, the job thing going on is that I applied for a job on a 16th in the morning, and I got a call to get an interview on the 17th, when the interview was pretty good. So they're going to make a decision on the 20th, which is interesting, the day before the new moon. So it's very interesting. You know, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing, but it's been a really interesting and actually optimistic and hopeful energies that are coming up right now this week. So, and also my birthday coming up on the 24th.
Yes.
Right, and there's something on the 23rd and the 25th. So there's a sandwich there, so it's just awesome. I haven't had stuff like this in a long time, as you know. I've been talking to you for a long time, so it's just, yeah. It's been really interesting.
What city are you going to be in on your birthday?
In Edmonton.
There you go.
Thank you.
I couldn't remember it for whatever reason.
Well, I have to tell you, it's going to be a pretty amazing one. But I'm going to let Jacqueline run with the ball, because I already gave you the rundown on all your conjunctions. You know, the universe is like just hugging you on so many levels. It's crazy. Jay.
It is this time, yeah. Wow. 2023.
Hang on. I'm pulling it up. You got to give me a minute.
No,
I'm
it's okay.
Slow.
But it's like...
It's pretty amazing. I'm pretty sure of it just from what I've seen already.
Because every time I talk to you regarding what my astrology thing, it's always a retrograde now. Like, you know, for years I've been talking, oh, there's a retrograde in your sign or whatever. But this is, I think this is the first time in a long time where I haven't had this.
Well, you know, if this isn't a spiritual chart, nothing's not a spiritual chart. I'm just saying, okay?
Yeah.
There's interesting things and twists and turns because... On your birthday, okay, and I'm going to give you the downside first, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll give you the good side second. But the whole challenge, and the only one major challenge, okay, is this, is that both Pluto and Mars are in conjunct each other, and they're at critical degrees of 0 degrees Cancer to 0 degrees Aquarius. I say, no drama. It's all good. The reason why I say that is because you have Venus conjunct Uranus in your first house, and that is in trine to that Pluto connection, okay? It is in sextile to that Mars connection. So I say to you, here again, it's all about being present, being open, and being in the now, because your north node is sitting right in your first house along with your moon. This is lovely. You're going to love this, okay? You get to be all of you and all of your spirituality, because Saturn, Neptune, Sun, Mercury, Chiron, Jupiter are all in Aries in your 12th house of spirituality, okay?
Okay.
All about that ascension, all about that faith, okay? This is where it comes in as a really strong pattern, okay? What they call this, my old astrologers, I love this, they went into patterning, and what they call this pattern is a bowl pattern, okay?
Bowl pattern?
So okay. What does a bowl do, okay? It's very useful. It accumulates things in it that you can use. And so this whole year is in that bowl pattern about accumulation of who you are and your spirituality. That's what I'm going to tell you about your solar return.
Huh.
Well, I have a couple of other comments I'd like to share with you, okay? Just because
okay.
It's kind of fun, you know? We don't normally talk about the vertex very much, okay? But we are dealing with a lunation here, and we are dealing with a solar return. And the vertex is actually opposing Sun and Mercury that are in Aries, and by wide orb Chiron. But so to me, it doesn't look as much like a bowl as it looks like a ladle. And I think you're the one that's going to be using the ladle, okay? That's how it looks to me. And that was just a psychic flash. I can't tell you any astrology book that taught me that. But I think that's true. And then the other thing I really love about this is that Mars is going to be in perfect trine to Saturn in Pisces. Your visualization energies are going to be so powerful. And your kindness, I mean, and we know you're born of kindness anyway, is going to be really, really strong. Now, Mars is squaring your sun, okay? But... Again, it has to do with sometimes you're going to hit the ground running and you're going to be go, go, go. And other times you're going to allow yourself that feeling of, I want to say, inner comfort and security, okay, which I think is something that you wanted to have that time when you can be very productive and have a good job, but then do your spiritual stuff, and then you take on, like, the sentient part of your being comes forth, okay? So I'm seeing that. I do like the fact that your moon's exalted in Taurus. Uranus in Taurus, Venus in Taurus, North Node, as Jacqueline had pointed out so poignantly. But the good thing about this is, too, that the North Node and Venus are in trine to your midheaven in Capricorn right on your crown chakra. And you love all the things of Earth. You've seen your beautiful rituals you do. You're out in nature. I have to tell you, it's going to be a year that you're going to be even more enlivened and respectful and appreciative of the Earth's things that are around you that have always been your first love. I think this is going to be a great year.
Oh, I love this year for you, Jay.
Yeah, it's the start of, yeah, a couple of days from now. Wow, this is amazing.
And your birthday's a day later. You have to wait till the 25th to celebrate.
Okay, I will.
At 8:01 in the morning on the 25th, the sun returns exactly to where it was when you were born.
Really? Wow. 8:01.
25th. Yep. That doesn't mean you can't celebrate the night before in anticipation. Sometimes I like that. Set yourself up for a good time.
Okay. Wow.
Have a very happy birthday, Jay.
I'm very grateful. Yeah, I'll keep
very,
you up to date. What's going on?
Happy solar returns. Yeah, and with all this beautiful energy, like you say, and your fourth house of security right now by transit, it's just amazing because it is. It's going to increase your security in so many ways. And I just feel that it's very, very good for you. You know, you do have some minor squares here, but the overload of energy in the Aryan sector is just so empowering for you, I think. So have a feeling that where you get hired, you are going to feel a sense of security, but also a sense that you can be yourself. And that combination is like a win-win for you, totally.
Yes. I'm really, yeah, it's been a really great opportunity for things to happen this way. It was timing, too. Been working on my resume for a while, but it didn't feel right. Now it felt right, and I just put it out there. I also had signs, too, because I applied for this company 10 years ago, and then there's some alerts that came up on the job postings. They kept about 10 of them in a week. So this universe nudging me, yeah, apply. So I did. Well.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah.
You keep us posted, sweetheart, and have a magnificent birthday. Know that we will be singing you the birthday song virtually.
Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, I'll catch on maybe on 26 and keep you posted what's going on. It's going to be amazing week. Yeah, I love you. So I'm grateful for the insight of this week. Boy, oh boy. This is a memorable astrological week. Wow.
Yes. Memorable,
yes. In a very long time.
All right, you have a sweet night. God bless.
God bless you both. Thank you much. And
you're welcome.
Yeah, I'm grateful for everything again. Get me on the straightened path of this astrology for all the years.
Love it. Love being there for you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Me too. My system's kind of slow tonight. I don't know why, but it is. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes, I am.
All right. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Good evening, ladies. This is Priscilla.
Hello, Priscilla.
To be speaking with you. Hi. How are you, girls?
If I was any better, I'd be twins, Priscilla.
Okay. Well, I hope it gets warmer for you. I know it's cold here in New York as well. It's about, I don't know, like 40, 38 degrees or something. So I understand. Yeah.
I'm over it.
I don't like the cold either. Well, anyway, I'm checking in to see, I think this week Mars is supposed to conjunct my Jupiter in my eighth house. I'm hoping I'll get an offer soon. There was this one family that really liked our place and saw it twice, and they said they're going to talk to my agent and let him know tomorrow about their decision. So I'm hoping. But I'm just wondering what this, yeah, so let's see. But I don't know. I mean, it could go any, they're also exploring other properties. So, you know, it's like, I'm like so anxious, but hoping and praying for the best. So hopefully tomorrow I'll know something. But would love for you to check in and see what you see around my chart, aside from that Mars, Jupiter, like, and is my money safe? Like, what does the financial arena look for? Because now with the bankings and everybody's a little, you know, concerned about banks and this, is my money safe according to my chart? I'd love to know. And whatever you see about.
Well, I'm looking at your New York chart, not your birth chart, and I'm going to tell you that I'm really liking what I'm seeing here. But what we still have going on, right now, is that Mars is in late Gemini, and it is going to go over your ascendant. See, your ascendant in New York is at 0 degrees of Cancer. And on the 23rd, Mars goes right over your ascendant into your first house of self-expression. And it's going to hit your Jupiter right before it crosses that line. So I wouldn't be surprised if they had a communication with you before you had the conversation, whether it was an email or something like that. We do still have Neptune and the Sun in square to Mars. But in a way, that's good because what it tells me, when you see a square, it means that you're meeting the challenge, of your own action and your own will. And sometimes the Gemini energy brings things in twos. So, again, I feel that the communication can go very, very well. And, again, the key is to keeping the vision. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I am so right on board with you. This week is such a strong week. It really, really is for you.
Okay.
Again here, even in your natal chart, it indicates... Because what this is doing is it's in, we were talking about your Jupiter conjunction and that with Mars. And that is in trine to your ascendant at this point in time in your natal chart. Okay? I hear you. Of old issues from the past that have returned, they're about ready to leave. You still have probably a week of a test of faith is what I'm going to say. Okay.
Yes.
So things are up and down for you, but I say that things are going to get a whole heck of a lot better here soon. Okay? So I wouldn't be surprised this week if everything changes is what I'm trying to say. And over the next couple of weeks, you're going to feel much more relieved than you are today. Okay? Have patience with it. It is all about that test and faith for you. Okay? It is all about going, it's going to happen, I'm going to make it happen, this is where we're going and this is what we're doing. And I say the same thing because you have a Mars and Scorpio and it is conjunct Neptune, okay? But it is entwined to your natal Jupiter in your eighth house, okay? This ease of action at this point in time, I understand your stress about the financial situation, but you have lines all over you and guardian angels all over your financial situation. So I don't think your situation is going to be affected.
Oh, good, 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 good. Oh, that's, yeah. So I'm, so you do see something happening this week in terms of like getting a strong offer and like getting the ball rolling in terms of going into contract, or do you see it going into
easily.
Next? Very easily.
Very easily be that you get, we want it, we're going to buy it thing. I have to say, it's a little wonky, so there may be, you know, some kind of thing with the contracts or something like this. Again, here, that's, you know, I say patience, okay, because this thing is going to do what it's going to do, but it's going to do it in your favor.
What do you see that's wonky, though? Like, what's the wonkiness? What is the planetary situation that causes some concern or wonkiness?
Well, we have some squares to your Saturn.
Oh.
Okay.
Space,
patience.
I'm so sick of that word.
I know you are. I hear you. Oh, man, especially with all this robust energy coming at us. It is a hard time to have that patience. I hear you.
You know, you've been telling me that for so long now. It's like, okay, I want it to be like good news this week, and yeah, I'm looking forward. Like all last week, we're approaching that Jupiter Mars conjunction soon.
Well, you know what? I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you talk, and I'm listening to Jacqueline. She's so awesome.
Uh-huh.
But yes. You know what my angel said to me? I have two that are always around me. I have one that's a talker and I have one that's a watcher. And the talker said, rehearse the victory dance. So the next few days when you're in that place where you're not certain, do a rehearsal of the victory dance and put your energy there is what I'm getting. I just thought I'd share that with you.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. Thank you, Angel Guardian. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, you gals are wonderful. So just do that victory dance, keep the faith, and be patient, but not too bad. I hope I hear something this week. I hope tomorrow they'll just come back and say, yes, we're moving forward, because they told my agent they love the space. So unless, you know, I think there's another one in consideration, but I don't know all the details, obviously. So I'm hoping we will be victorious. All right. So anything else that you see that I should be aware of?
Well, just know that, again, Moon is going to be in Pisces for the next couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
And,
mm-hmm.
and again, that Mars and Gemini energy, as the Moon gets later, you're going to have more squares with the Moon to that Mars before it turns and goes into Cancer. So, again, and because with Mars and Gemini, things often come in twos. So don't be
mm-hmm.
surprised if somebody else wants to negotiate or you need to negotiate
mm-hmm.
with them, because when you're dealing with mutable squares, you want to have the best possible outcome. But the mutable squares usually would indicate that you'd be able to compromise to the satisfaction of each partner. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just
right.
know that it's probably going to happen. There's going to be a little wiggle room here, but I don't see anything bad. I just think this is what these kinds of things are around, especially now because of the way the market is. Okay?
Yeah, we've already come down a little bit on our price, but yeah, I mean, let's see what happens. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now keep us posted. We can't wait to hear from you next week now, because I want to know when you call in next time. I want you to tell me you're doing the victory dance, okay?
Oh, hey, you got a deal. You got a deal after that. Thank you so much, Jacqueline. Thank you so much, both of you. You guys are amazing. And, yes, next week I hope I will give you some excellent news. Thank you. Thank you so much. Have a lovely evening. Bless
All right.
you.
We'll be anticipating that. We're on your side.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Sweet
thank you
night,
both.
Love. Okay. All right.
You too. Bye.
I'm not sure if I like mutable squares better or big squares. I'm not sure.
I don't like squares, period. So you got me beat on either one of them.
I will meet the challenge when I see a square. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather do it now than when I'm less prepared. I see it now. I'm aware of it now. I want to meet the challenge at the get-go so it doesn't come back and sneak up on me later. If I'm supposed to learn a lesson, I want to learn it now.
That fire energy. I have very little of it.
Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Airco 203, you are on the air.
Hi. I don't want to speak too soon, but I may be doing the victory dance. On March 14th. Oh, this is Pat from Connecticut. I'm sorry.
Hi, Pat from Connecticut.
Hi. On March 14th, my sister gave me a check for some money, not a lot, but some money, enough to help me pay off my loan from the, you know, loan engine. On the same day, I went and picked up a check from the lawyer. This mechanic, after I sent out a sheriff's notice, he got wind of it and decided to pay me. So I had a $2,000 check waiting for me. On the same day, a friend who's been helping me with a certain kind of car that he loves to fix he's out skiing in Utah, and he's been sending me links to cars, and he found one that he feels is it for me. It's really old. It's vintage, but he knows these cars, and he said he'll help me, you know, go over it and train me how to take care of it. I mean, this is an all-in-one day.
Wow.
Isn't that wonderful how life can change in a blink of an eye?
In a blink of an eye. And, you know, it's been almost 3 years, and I kept hearing in my head, wait on the will of heaven, wait on the will of heaven. And then the I Ching, that I love this. One of the readings in the I Ching is everything comes 2 days too late, which always makes me chuckle because it's our ego that thinks it's coming too late and it's always perfect timing. But I would like to know what you think of this car. What are you picking up on it? I'm having it shipped out from Oklahoma.
Wow, does it have a name?
What, a kind of car?
Yes.
Yes, it's a Volvo 850.
1995. Okay. Okay, let's see here. Well, all I can tell you is that from what I know about Volvo is that you have a very good reputation as far as longevity.
Yep.
So you really don't have any planets in Sagittarius, which rules travel. In every way,
okay.
Shape, or form, okay? Now, Mars is moving through your ninth house, which is Sagittarian ruled, okay, in Gemini, but it's really not making a lot of angles today. However, it is going to go over your midheaven star within a week, okay? And it's going to be in Cancer. So, and it's not going to interact with your Uranus-Mars-Sun conjunction for a while. So I have a feeling that there may be a couple of things that you need to do to it, but I'm not seeing it as a major pitfall. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree as well. You, by birth, have both your Jupiter and Venus in your ninth house of long-distance travel in Gemini, okay? So I think you may be lucky with this. There's no major aspects as far as, ooh, this is going to be the great thing, or ooh, this is going to be a challenge in your chart. I do think it's going to work out, but like Aphrodite said, there may be a few bugs that need to be worked out or something like this. But other than that, there's no real major thing with this going on. So I would just go with the flow of the gift given, because where it hits you more is your north and south nodes from your 8th to your 2nd house. For financially, this is going to be beneficial for you. So
right.
That's where I think it comes in more than, is this the perfect car for me? Does that make sense? It's the perfect car because financially it's going to work well for you is what I'm boiling it down to.
Okay. So does that mean it will work well as far as the life of it too?
Well, you know, you're looking at it being, you know, a good car. It's, again, here, I don't think he's giving you, again, a car that's poor. I'm not going to say that it isn't going to need maintenance, but again, here, he said he'd teach you how to do that. I think that's really a positive situation that you have an ally on your side. I would be
right.
Listening and taking notes of everything he says
right.
on the car. You know, like Aphrodite said, Volvos are usually, you know, cars that last a very long time. But parts go bad because, you know, they only have a certain amount of time, parts do. Not that the whole thing is going
to... An interesting thing just popped into my brain. You realize that this car is going to its Saturn return, right?
What does that mean?
Saturn returns every 28 to 29 years, okay?
Oh, dear.
And,
Yeah.
So it's going through Saturn return. So for it to get a new owner that is going to take responsibility for it, it might be that vehicle's time to find you.
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And
it's,
so...
It's,
It's just interesting that just popped into my head. I'm like, seriously? Okay.
Huh.
But like I said, I mean, I love my older cars. I mean, mine's not quite as old. My Hyundai Tiburon 6GT, she's a 2004. And she was totaled, and friends of mine put her back together because they knew my heart was broken, and they managed to do that. And now she's still a road rocket. I mean, the engine under her hood doesn't know how to quit. I mean, she'd rather
That's
go
amazing.
70 than do street driving, this particular car. So, and I have to tell you, every time I get in and drive her now, I feel nothing but joy inside my heart.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I think that I'm going to feel that too. I'm getting nervous because I'm going to go to the bank tomorrow. I looked on their site, and they've got two others around the same price. One is the same mileage, but only 12 years old. I'm texting my friend to see what he thinks, and then the other one is much more mileage. I don't know. Anyway, they're all three around the same price. Can you just see if this is the one for me?
I don't know. It's too close to call. And again, with that Mars and Gemini having more than one choice is appropriate this time, so I can see why you're in this quandary.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's too bad you couldn't actually test drive them. You know what I mean?
I know.
Present with the vehicle. But your finances aren't going to let you do that right now. So.
No. My assumption is that they're not the newer cars are not as, even those, these are tanks, the Volvos, the new ones, are they as much of a tank? Because now I see cars in accidents and they've got styrofoam under the bumpers, you know. And I don't know if the new ones are as sturdy as the older ones. You know, I mean, yeah. I'll just let you keep looking at it. But it was like everything happened so perfectly in one day.
Right.
I'm gonna say
go ahead.
I'm going to say this about the circumstances with it, because again here, you see how suddenly things change and how suddenly life can just do its thing without you doing anything.
Exactly.
When it down to nothing, wait it out. Don't overanalyze it. Wait it out until the answer comes. Just go, okay, whichever one's right for me is going to come and the answer is going to be there and that's it. Let it be that definitive answer, okay? Because, again, you're right. We have choices right now.
Okay.
Yep. And this person seems to have your back and stuff, and they really know it, like what you were kind of looking for and everything. And if they're all about the same price, this person has nothing to gain by misleading you, okay?
No, this,
you're still
going to
make the
friend.
Purchase.
No, this
okay.
is a friend.
Okay.
That lives here in my town. I'm getting this from Oklahoma. The sales guy, the owner, is just very nice and seems fairly trusting too. And he's, you know, giving me all the information he can on the history. And, you know, he says as far as vintage cars, he doesn't think I could find anything better. And he says it looks like it's 2 years old. And, you know, there's three people in line waiting for this car already. My friend lives out here. He will go over the car when it arrives, and then he'll continue to work on it or train me. So, yeah, I've got an ally out here.
Yeah, you get a lot of support coming through on this one, and that impresses me.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go to the next caller, honey, and you keep us posted on what goes down, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks so much.
All right. God bless you, sweetheart, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Wild, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, when you have a love affair with a car, it's really hard to let it go. I'm talking as a woman with a Sagittarian moon, okay? My ruler. Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 901, you are on the air.
Hi, ladies. How are you all on this gorgeous Sunday afternoon, evening? Happy daylight savings time to you all as well. I love y'all more.
I wonder who this could be.
You get the prize in the Cracker Jack box if you guess correctly.
So it's shaking, lady. What can we do for you tonight?
Well, as I've been listening to you, I heard you say, like, when you have Gemini placement and it's the sun and the planets air, it's like you do things twice. And it occurred to me, if I am correct, my progress sun is now in Gemini and my progress moon is in Pisces. So when I was thinking about Gemini, I'm going like, okay, she said you do things twice. So lately I have been giving much thought to doing and learning planting, growing, harvesting, you know, everything that comes with planting, growing, harvesting, food. And then another creative, sustainable, to me, ideal has come up for me as well, and that is taking wood that you, such, I'm going to give an example, such as pallets, and you can make furniture from not having a bunch of tools, depends upon which way you want to go. I've been looking at it on YouTube. I'm still employment seeking. So while I'm employment seeking, I have been networking with people that are growing their own food, and you can use anything, not anything, but some things as containers. And one lady, she know how to grow, plant, and build. So that's why I'm at 61.11 months and some change going into Aries second. I'm trying to slow down my thoughts. Second to birthday, so now I yield the floor to you ladies.
Okay, because I love this. And you want to talk about your progress chart, about what it does? It gives you a kite pattern, first of all, okay? But that grand trine is such a lovely, lovely, lovely thing, because it is all about that manifestation. The Mercury in this grand trine is in Cancer, and it's in your first house. This is what I'm like you. I have this vision, okay? And the tip of that kite, okay, the top of it, is Pluto in Virgo, okay? So this is the work I do, okay? I see it all over this place, healing others through food. So I can't encourage it enough to be able to look at this modality and really say this is something that you could really do well with. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree on both charts for different reasons. As far as the progress chart is concerned, Sylvia, your Venus is at 29 degrees and 42 minutes of Aries in the progress chart. So within the next month and a half, it's going to go into Taurus for 30 years, which is all about the fixed energy of Earth, okay? And sustaining the real estate of the body, okay? That's in your progress chart, and that's not even looking at the transits yet. So I went back and I looked at your regular chart, too, because I wanted to see what was going on, because I don't really think it has much to do with Mars. Pluto, the planet of power, right, life, death, and rebirthing, is right on your Saturn, okay? And the Capricorn energy says, how do I help those that have nothing? How can I help those do things that's reasonable, something that I can learn to do and I can show them how to do it? Like if you decide to make things out of pallets, you can start classes and train people and show them how to make it for themselves. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I love
yes,
it. I love that, both. And
yes.
Jack and I think we're seeing it from different perspectives, but we are seeing that you're just so psychic, honey. You already figured this out. You just call us for confirmation.
That plus to make sure to see that I am going in the right direction, because I have a very deep passion and strong feeling about it. And what you just said about learning it myself and then teach it to others that want to know how to grow their own food, how to take wood of pellets and make your own furniture, and if it turns to somebody else seeing it and say, hey, I love that, can you make me one?
Absolutely.
So,
and, you know, all the Aries energy right now is going on. Cognitive healer sitting on your sun. I mean, these things right now, your will is so engaged, because you've got to remember, see, Aries is the sign of the ram and also the sign of the lamb. So the ram part of you says, let's build this, okay? The lamb part of you says, let's help others to build this. I just love this for you.
Wow. Yes, and more yes. So, okay, so like I said, this is going on within my mind and my heart, and, you know, even while I'm seeking employment. And if I happen to find some, until I can get with the people and get these things going, I mean, great. That's still going to be there. I'm still going to do it. Regardless. And if once I start doing this, this turned into a lucrative income, which I can see this doing, because now I'm noticing more and more and more that people want non-GMO, good, clean food, hand-built furniture, and if they ask for a particular design, it could be catered to a design that they want. I seen this a year ago in an acquaintance boutique, a coffee table and a two-seater couch made from wood. I was like, where did this? She was like, oh, but a friend of mine made this. Oh, and it just never has left my mind. And especially more and more, since I would love to build my own coffee table, a stand for my TV. I've seen people do just bar so much stuff with just, you can refurbish the wood. And a lot of places would just give it to you to get it off their hands. Yeah. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. So we'll keep us posted, and you do your best, because, you know, I have these really incredible books, too, that I had gotten a few years ago. I'm not a good gardener. I have never been a good gardener. Luckily, my houseplants, they've survived by the grace of God only, okay? But I had gotten these books that are very interesting about using that kind of wood also to create a place for you to grow the plants, like in your yard. Like, you have one for the vegetables, you have one for your fruit, little fruit trees, you have all these little boxes that they use too, probably using those same kind of things that you're thinking can be recycled in a very unique, you know, and good living way. So I'm really with you on this one.
Yes, and I saw on another video, I'm going to wrap it up, where a man was out in the wilderness and he built a shower. It was like freezing, and took rocks, built a fire inside the rocks, put a pot on top of it, put plastic over it that would stand, had a frame, and poured water on the rocks, and it was just steam. So you're staying warm. So I would like to, like, find ways to show people that are homeless and don't want to become home full to do that as well. And the Volvo and the Hondas are like Timex. They take a licking and keep on ticking.
Yep. Absolutely. You're a doll baby. All right, keep us posted, okay?
All right, keep me listening. Keep me on. I love y'all more. Talk to y'all soon. Have a great week. Thank you all, ladies.
Okay. You too, sweetie. Wow. Awesome. That woman is so full of ideas, isn't she?
She's amazing. You got to love those little Aries energies. You know, I'm so prejudiced.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be a bit partial, yes.
Thank you.
All right, you ready for the next one? Because I think we got time to do one more.
Okay.
All right. Area code 201, you're on the air.
Wow. Hi, ladies. This is Jackie.
I'd
like to say
Jackie.
Hi to my friend Sylvia, because every time Sylvia get on, either before me or after me, I always feel like I'm listening to myself in different respects.
I like it.
I kid you not, because the same thing she's doing is what I'm trying to teach kids in a program I work in through STEAM, how to make things from just ordinary things that are recyclable and reusable and repurposed. So she's definitely on to something, especially if she's around natural timber and wood. And she also mentioned the plants. So I do like an urban gardening. But with all that being said, I'm still frustrated with my job, not the programs that I work with. I'm just frustrated with my line of work and freeing up my mind to take care of my own things. And I just want to see what's going on in my chart. My mother's anniversary is coming up Wednesday. I've been kind of struggling with just dealing with all of this. I just want to know what to say on my chart.
Now, do you live in New Jersey?
Yes.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. Let's take a look for you, baby.
First thing that stands out in your chart right now is your Jupiter is conjunct transiting Uranus. Great. It can come at this point in time for you. Okay. I know you're sick of it. And we talked about that. There's some challenges. I mean, there's some squares going on. And right now you have Mars square Mars. So, you know, I understand your frustration point, but patience will pay off. I have to say again, patience will pay off. There's going to be something that's going to be a sudden shift and change here real soon for your betterment. And so I say to you, dream big, because it's all about that rebalancing. It's all about, I have faith. I can see how this is going to transform and change, and I'm going to head in that direction because I can't keep going this direction. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree. What do you do for work right now, Jackie?
I'm a teacher. I teach high school students. That's why I don't like to call out the city, because I work in my city, and politics.
No, that's okay. That's okay, because you know what? It's all right.
It drains me.
Yeah, but the thing is that if it's not a fit, it could be a fit for someone that's just starting out when you decide to abdicate the throne. So don't worry about that, okay? Because this is a personal decision. It has nothing to do with the place you're at. I think it's also about what you're doing. I think you're an excellent teacher, though, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I don't like to be used. Like, I don't like for people to drain my brain, and I'm not talking about the students, other people, and then kick me to the curb, because I've been dealing with a lot of stuff all my life, and I just don't want to stand for that anymore, with people that don't use me and kick me to the curb. I don't care who you are. Because I don't do that to people.
Right. So you're right in your Saturn return right now, too. And it's right on you. And when you go through your Saturn return, people usually do something big. They either change their career, they go back to college, they create their own business, they get married, they have a baby, whatever. Saturn
I'm trying to create my
manifest.
Own business, actually. That's what I want to do. Create my own business and move on. I have a love affair with my mother's house. And in the process of creating my own business, I want to fix up my mother's house. I actually want to be a contractor and hopefully guide my kids, my husband, to help me do this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you want to be in your own business?
I'd like to restore property.
I think you can do it.
Okay.
I like to restore properties. I like property restoration. I like landscaping. I could sit outside and do landscaping all day long. I love horticulture.
Oh, okay.
I love working with wood. I love painting. I love tiling. I love all of that.
I so think you could do it. Okay. I would do this. Again, I would set myself towards that. Afghet's so right about this is the timing of this is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to you, trust and have faith in yourself. You can do this. That Mars and Virgo sometimes picks on yourself too much and you don't trust yourself. And I say it's time for you to come out. Have faith.
Do it.
Remember back in June, right before my husband got very sick, I know we only have a couple of minutes, he was telling me, like, before my husband got sick, it wouldn't have been a problem for him to just, like, partner up with me. I would keep my day job, but at least get the business started. And really, my practice is my mother's house, to get that in order and move on and do other properties. My husband got sick in the meantime. But, you know, he's able to walk and move around, but he's not as strong as he was before.
But that's just a delay. Again here, slow and steady wins the race in this. You have the vision. I think you can do it. I really do. Spec houses, in your natal chart, spec houses are it. So I think you could do this. I really do.
In my natal chart, what? I didn't hear you clearly.
In the house of speculation is where your Mars lies, okay? I think you're so right that you can take a ragged place and make it look absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. And here again, not only would you enjoy it, but it would make you some money, okay? So here again, I like this idea for you, but it is something that you just have to keep moving one day at a time, one foot in front of the other. It is not something that happens overnight or quickly.
Okay.
Well, I think you're going to be going on break
like
here
I'm
soon.
Dying on
and I want to tell you that you can start to launch this as soon as September, from what I'm seeing here. So, and I think, again, it is important to get to the drawing board. It is important to work up the business plan. Uranus is sitting on your Jupiter. Uranus now has not sat on this star for 84 years, hon. And yours is the planet of surprises in Taurus, which rules all forms of real estate, okay, including the body you're wearing, by the way. And it is forming a trine to your natal Pluto in Virgo. So I know you can find a way, and you can make it diversified enough to do this in more than one way, okay? And I think
I see
you're going to come
it.
Up with
I
this.
I feel it. My husband doesn't know. I see it. I feel it. I could taste it. Like, I could step out on faith, but I might have to leave him in my apartment and just move in the house by myself and just start doing it. My father taught me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want him to come
I mean,
by with me.
You know, you're a Capricorn son, and right now Uranus isn't trying to your son, okay? It's in trying to your natal Pluto and Uranus right now. So that's why you're feeling so excited about this, because it's a creative thing. Oh, yeah, you're going to make more money. Oh, yeah, you're going to get out of the system. Because some of the systems that are out there that have been established, they're just not great. We know that. But Uranus is also the liberator. It's the planet that rules epiphanies.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a lot of activity right now. So you go ahead and you basically just set the groundwork for this. Set up the business plan. Figure out how you're going to do it when you have break this time. And I have to tell you, by September, you're probably going to have something that's already workable, even though you'll tweak it later, because you have that perfecting intelligence with your Mars being in Virgo, as Jacqueline, you know, mentioned when we first started talking tonight. So, like I said, it doesn't matter how long it takes, because I have a feeling you can do this. And once it starts to take off, you're going to feel a freedom you haven't felt in a very long time.
I agree.
Thank you, lady. And another thing, our community. Do you have a community page anywhere? Because I would love to meet Sylvia. My oldest son is in Memphis, and I would love to meet her. Like, I have so much I would want to say to that lady off air. I hope she's on the line.
I don't know how to do that. We don't have a community page.
Oh.
No, we don't. But somehow we'll end up trying to connect you. We'll talk to her first, and we'll see if we get you guys connected. Okay.
Right. I would love to meet Sylvia. I would love to meet you. I would love to come back to that airport with the beautiful artwork and just meet you. Really.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you have a beautiful night, and we'll talk to you very soon, I think, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. I needed that little boost.
Many blessings, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you, lady.
Wow. Well, we're off the air, but I have a lot of people holding me. I'll let them know how they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we'll talk to you next week, next Sunday. Are we going to take Easter Sunday off? Jacqueline?
Were you planning on it? That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah, next week we're going to be here. All right, well, we'll figure it out. We'll tell them next week.
Good.
All right. Have a sweet night, everybody, and have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Happy full moon. Good night.
Yay. Happy full moon. Bye.